when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Spence Radio. Asked Jackson to shave his face, he shaved his head.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Ooh. Unsure.
Well, in the last show, there was like something about last names.
Yeah, that's true.
Mum Bailey.
Threw us all off.
I'm actually not Mum Bailey.
You're Mum Crumble.
Yeah.
Anyway, your business, Jack.
All right. So I was thinking about how difficult it is to get a job, say just as something as simple as a barista, right?
Yeah.
Because you go to a place, you're like, I'd like to be a barista, especially if it's your first job.
Well,
you're
pretty like, much got handed to us.
Yeah, so. Well, we were very lucky, though, because most places, most coffee shops, if you're like, I want a job as a barista, they're like, what experience do you have? And you're like, none. And they're like, well, I'm not hiring you because you don't have any experience.
Yes.
You're like, but I can only get experience by being hired. So what I'm pitching is like a tiny little town or shopping center where every business is full of people who don't have experience.
Trainees.
It's just a trainee shopping center.
Yeah, but I got a concern right up front.
All right, hit me with it.
So you got the barista who's a trainee.
Yeah.
Who's going there for a coffee? Because
it's cheap.
It has to be cheap. But like those dentists.
Let me finish. Presumably, the manager of the coffee shop is a trainee as well. Doesn't know what he's doing. The people cleaning up don't know what they're doing. No one has a clue about what they're doing.
That's year one.
Why would I
year
go?
Year two. But who's everyone going would be in? So well trained.
Who's going in there? Look, I don't matter. I don't care if I get asked for a coffee. And I get, like, dishwater.
Right. But no one's going to go,
I'm not
going
to pay 50 cents
I'm just
for
training.
It.
I thought dishwasher was dishwasher.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought water from a lake was a coffee. That's not me. I'm so sorry. Oh, is this flies? I meant to give you a sandwich.
You just,
I don't know.
You just have to give them more instructions. You have to say. Well,
so presumably.
The manager can't because he doesn't know.
But
no idea what's going
it's
on.
Not like they're just going to be like, fuck's going on. And it's like you do a course.
Oh, you do something.
Most
well.
People
That's
do a course before they try to get
people,
a job.
You're in,
no,
right.
But Jackson and Ryder were saying they did the course, but they couldn't get a job because right. You've done the course, all you don't right. Have experience.
I didn't realize they were the course. I thought you were just getting anyone.
But graduating the course was not like a guarantee that you were good at making coffee.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, it's just you're basically going to a place where you know you're probably not going to get the best service or the best.
Yes, that's right.
The best.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not just coffee. You probably have a hairdresser. You probably have, I don't know, what are other places? A proper restaurant.
Yeah. Now I got another
sales.
Problem.
Sales place. Yeah. Somebody selling you clothes.
I got another problem.
Sure.
Right. Are these kids or whoever they're getting paid?
Probably a bit less than minimum wage because it's a training program as well.
So if I'm a slack kid, I'm going in there just to bludge around.
whatever, I did the course, coffees. I'll just go there and like fuck it up because I can just be like, well, it's a train, what did you expect?
Yeah, that's what I'm at, I do it.
Or is it like, you know, there are some TAFEs where you do the hospitality course
yeah.
and they also have a restaurant where you go in and you, but
Yeah, like that, whole shopping but on a larger scale.
So, okay. So you've done a course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're practicing.
Now you're it's basically a practice shopping centre.
Yeah, and who owns this coffee shop?
Presumably me. I own them all.
You own the whole thing?
I own the whole thing. I'm running this and I'm getting probably money from the government because I'm like, I'm training people up.
Yeah.
if the sales aren't good because the manager's like...
Let's say I was low on cash, but I felt like a Sanger. I could go in there and get like a $5 Sanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made by some kid. It'd still be a fine Sanger.
Yeah, it's not going to be... A sandwich is hard to fuck
up. It's not just going to be a pile of shit on the plate.
Wait, it's not just going to be like,
you hope.
Lettuce, tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Eat up and be like, well, look.
Right. Might not be.
Well, any kid can make a fucking sandwich. It's not hard.
I suppose.
But no kid, look, there are going to be some things that you probably wouldn't go there for a haircut.
No.
But
I think you'd need some people that were experienced.
You've got to have some experience.
You've got to have the teachers.
Yeah, but I think you've got to... It's kind of on the
You can't just throw them all in and let them...
Yeah, just do whatever. Imagine the chaos.
No, you do. Yeah,
it's a sink or swim situation.
Is it? It's throwing them to the wolves.
Like, you can do hairdressing school.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, if I want to go and get a cheap haircut or a cheap colour, I can go there.
Mm. Right.
It's under the supervision.
Would you?
I have.
And how did it go for you?
Wasn't too bad. It's not a glowing review, is it? But I shouldn't have had a haircut.
Right, okay. So
the colour's probably okay.
For a guy, I would not care.
Like, yeah, well,
I'd get my hair cut by a trainee.
But I get sort of shaved at the back. Mm. So that means that, like, I don't want someone fucking
But anyone can do that. Come on, it doesn't look that hard. Shaved around the edge.
Yeah, there for a
but they
while.
Might go too far.
Yeah, they might be like, whoa, and then
give me a little
weird bobble of hair.
Yeah, wrapped a newie on the top there.
But you know, with haircuts, once you've cut that bit, you've got to cut that bit, and where does it end?
And you know, like the tension of a haircut already, where you're sitting there and someone's doing it, and you're like, are they doing it right? I just don't know. That knowing that they're probably not doing it right.
And I don't know what they're doing, and the manager can't help.
You don't want to look up in that mirror and see the scared face of a teenager be like, being like, yeah, exactly. I can't go to the manager because he's also.
You can't complain. He says, I don't know what you're complaining about. Sorry.
And you could, because if you go to the complaints place, it's somebody else training up to know how to complain. You're like, hi, I'd like to register a complaint. And they just burst into
the room. I don't know the feel at the
It's
form.
My first day. I don't know. And then after you say a year, everybody's been there for a year. And then they move on and we get
and
a whole bunch of
And they can say that
people.
They've worked at this place for a year. But if I was an employer, I wouldn't hire anyone that
That's
had worked
right.
at this
you
shitty...
You see what you're doing to these kids. If they say, I worked at that special
you know
supermarket.
That. I think that would be good because you
No, that'll be a
swim.
Negative on their CV. What?
Really?
Yeah.
You think if you were an employer and somebody was like, I spent a year at this place, you know, here are... I was going to say, here are my reviews for my manager, but that's all.
You can still say it.
Yeah. Well,
the manager would be handing out references left, right, and center. Yeah, like, all right.
He has no clue what he's signing.
It's such a scary place to go to work every day where you go into the manager's office, there's paper everywhere, and you're like, hey, I'm just interested in my paycheck. And he's like, huh? I don't know.
I've got to do that too.
Well, I don't know how the computer, I'm so sorry. There's Excel spreadsheets all over the place.
Did apprentices build it?
Yeah. It's an entire sink or swim. You get apprentices to put it up.
Yeah.
You get people to trainees to work in it. People to run it, to manage it. Yeah. And then all of the money, whatever money there is, it trickles back to me somehow.
But do you like keep it running at all? Like do you
visit
do
it
the electricity bills
anything?
And all
that?
Yeah,
I'll take care of the bills. I'm not going to outsource
so all
that
gonna
somehow.
Leave the power on and the water running.
Well, that's why I'd probably go in to check every store and I'd be like, I'd chat to the people there. I'd be like, hey, how was your tattoo?
Every night you go into this mall and check every store for like powers and...
I guess I'd have
How
to.
Was your tattoo? That's hilarious.
Oh, that's terrible. Like guys like to punch you.
I asked Red Dog, but it looks like a
just
frog.
Looks like nonsense. Yeah, well, they're trainees. Don't get
you
so.
Well.
You knew what you were getting into when you came in.
That would be my response to anybody who's like, I'm not super happy with this.
It was
like,
a good price, though.
I like it because trainees, I mean, every expert that you have been to was once a trainee.
Yes, that's a fair point. Yes.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
You know, what's a thing that you'd like to do that you don't know how to do?
Actually, before you answer that question, a quick word from today's sponsor, WordPress. Are you looking to create a website for your business? It's 2017. Everyone has a website. Your grandma probably has a website. We here at Sans Pants Radio have a website, sanspantsplus.com, and we made it on wordpress.com. You don't need to have ever made a website before. WordPress guides you through the whole process. Plans start at just $4 a month, and there's a WordPress customer support team on hand 24 hours a day to help you out. So why not one-up your grandma and get started today with 15% off any new plan purchase. Go to wordpress.com/IJGB to create your website and find the plan that's right for you. That's wordpress.com/IJGB for 15% off your brand new website. wordpress.com/IJGB. And now, my question again. What's a thing that you'd like to do, but you never learn how to do?
Play an instrument.
All right. Well, we'll have a place there where you can go to learn an instrument from...
from someone who doesn't know how to... I was like, I think this one's the G key.
Well, is it?
Somebody coming home being like, right, show off what you learned. Yeah. And you're like, that doesn't sound good. I know, but my teacher says it's what it's meant to sound.
Well, maybe he's a great muso, but he's learning how to be a teacher.
Yeah. Exactly. So you go there and you're like, well, I'm getting taught by someone who can play the instrument, but they're just not a great teacher. So
yes,
far.
That's right. Yes.
What about they're the not shopping actually learning to play. The dress shop person.
Yeah.
What is it? You go in, she says, can I help you? And you can say, no. Nope. Okay.
Not at all. Good. Oh, thank God. Yeah, that's true. Does this look good on me? I don't know. Yes.
Do you know that if someone says that to you, you're like 90% chance less to steal? That's why they do it.
Oh, really?
Because once they've noticed you, you freak out. Like if you're planning to steal something from a shop and someone says, you're all right, that's on your mind now that they are aware of you and you're not going to steal anything.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh. Yep.
I used to work in a shop and they stole 3 leather jackets.
At once.
Well, you're a pretty shitty worker, aren't you, Mark?
They distracted
me. Trainee?
Well, it was a really little shop, so it is kind of bad. But on one side were like aftershaves and everything. And so they would say, and they went to the most expensive aftershave. So I was like, grouse, I'm going to sell this expensive aftershave. And they're like, oh, and what's this one here? Because there's all different versions of it. And every time I started to go to this side of the shop, I should have tweaked. Every time I started to kind of turn away, they go, what about this one over here? And then they said, thanks anyway, and left. And they were on the other side of the shop with minus 3 leather jackets.
That's amazing.
So one distracted me. Another time, a mother came in and stole things and left her kid there.
Her
kid was distracting. And she stole the things and left her kid there.
What
happened?
The kid
was there until 9 o'clock at night.
Oh my God!
Did she come and get the kid?
No, the police came and took the kid.
Wow!
And the kid wasn't picked up until 9 o'clock
at
night.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
I always remember a friend of mine who used to work at a bottle shop, telling a story about a lady who came in with a pram.
Yeah.
And at the bottle shop, they had these massive baby-sized bottles of alcohol.
I see.
Mm. And so she slipped it into the pram and then put a blanket over it.
Oh my God.
Tried to walk it out being like, it's just
did
my
it
baby.
Work?
No. They were like, that's a bottle.
How?
Well, because
just
the
cover
shape
it up.
A blanket over a
no
baby
one looks
is,
in a pram.
I think also they had CTV cameras so they could just watch her do it.
I know in the good old days you could rob things without anyone seeing.
Did she keep up the facade and draw eyes on the bottle?
That's a bottle. That's
my
baby.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking about people who are obviously caught doing the wrong thing who keep saying, no it's
bizarre.
A baby.
Mm. It happens, though. People are like, no, I'm not stealing. I'm not stealing. You're like, yeah, just admit it.
So this is a great problem with your trainee thieves.
Yeah. They're I was going to say, if all of the security are also trainees.
I think it depends what, because I don't think you should, I think it should all be food-wise and stuff.
Okay.
I don't think you should do sales.
Why not?
Because you can't really make a t-shirt cheap. No one's going to go in there if there's other places to get t-shirts.
But you know how you can go to like outlet stores?
Yeah, but
where
still,
it's a lot cheaper.
What about fashion school?
Yeah, all right.
So they're making.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
you're
make
like,
all the
they've
clothes.
Made this dress or they've made this suit jacket and you can go there and buy it for cheap because it's just somebody's project or whatever.
Yeah. You pull this string, the arm falls off.
Yeah, look. Again,
like
it's
high
not
school
be,
kids' project.
It's not be quality.
I think it's a really good idea, Jack.
I just think that when I was, looking for jobs before I started doing this, so many places, they're like, what else have you done? And you're like, well, I can't get the experience until I...
Yeah, so I get that. I get the problem, but I don't know if your solution
is a good solution.
Yeah,
because... I don't know how it's going to make money.
I assume that I just get money. I get kickbacks from the government. Yes, yes, yes. And that's just sort of covers all my bases and all my paychecks and stuff like that. Which I think there's gonna what's going to be cool about it is that, if say it takes place over a year.
Yes.
Right, where at the start, everything's going to be terrible. Right.
Yes.
But then by the end of the year, everything's really, like, you'd have Christmas sales and Christmas... You're like, I want to go there because the kids have trained. That's so exciting.
Yeah, so no one goes for the first six months. Yeah.
And then you're going to get a flood of Christmas, and then January is just going to be like no one there again.
Because then at the end of Christmas, maybe, you know, like, well, go off into the real workplace get new kids in to be. What if it's all fake? What about that? What if I change it so that, you know, it's just like.
What?
No money's changing hands. It's just a big fake shopping center where they can train with no repercussions whatsoever for fucking
because
up.
Because then it's not experience. It's just them training. It's basically an extension of the school.
And yeah, well, that's fine.
But that's not going to help them get a job.
Well, you know, when you guys were baristas,
yes.
What did you learn that, you know, actually doing the job that you might not have learned in a situation like that?
It wasn't about what we learned. It was about getting the time to learn.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Could just make, you know, coffee just sort of coffee learn how to make the coffee. And you're like, oh, you got time to master the skills.
And plus, there's something about the fact that it does become, in your first time in any job, sink or swim. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're there and somebody's
like, make me a latte. And you're like, well, I've just fucking got it. I can't fuck this up because, you know, and obviously your first couple are going to be pretty rubbish. But I'd say within like a fortnight rides, we were making okay coffee.
Yeah.
You know? So like.
Yeah.
Sure, the first fortnight at my business is going
to
be
rubbish. So they have to have genuine experience.
Yeah, that's true. I can't fake it all.
You can't.
So it's got to be a genuine place you can go. But I kind of imagine...
I'd go there, though. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd love to go there. How exciting.
Yeah.
You go there with your mates. You're like, well, let's get a cheap coffee from, you know, watch the trainees. Plus, if you went there pretty consistently, it'd be really cool to see them all get better and better and better and better and better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Do you know what I think would be good when you're training people to make coffee is that you had like little color cards.
Oh yeah,
and you go, this is the color of a double shot latte.
That's very
smart. Because sometimes
I
order a double shot latte and I go, that's the wrong color.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Too light.
It's true. Like you can tell with a bad coffee, and maybe that's just the Melbourneian in this.
Yeah,
but you can tell if a coffee's bad just from kind of looking.
Yeah,
you know.
You could actually make that a business, you know. Overseas, I reckon, if you sold Melbourne coffee colour.
Having just come back recently from the from the UK, they don't know how to make a coffee.
Yes.
If you just sent one Melbourneian barista over.
And they could do the same thing with tea back this way.
Yeah, I'm sure we're fucking terrible at
it. We can't make tea. Yeah. We got a Billy. We
use
the Billy.
Tea bags.
Yeah.
Shouldn't use tea bags.
No.
It's not the right move.
But... everyone in the UK must think they're good coffees.
Yeah. Well,
so it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's only tourists.
Yeah, it's only what you think,
isn't it? About it.
It's only us snobs.
But
coming
I do
over
remember
like,
that.
Ew.
Yeah, we are massive coffee snobs.
That's good, though.
But imagine if you went over, how rude, with your colour card.
Yeah.
Like that's, I did wish that I had one exactly. I was like, could you please make me a coffee this colour?
But, you know, people would love it too. They love being that rude.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
People like the snobbery of it. And then and people would love to check coffees against their card.
And it'd be the kind of thing where
hello, this is...
It's true. A lot of coffees that I got in the UK, I would send a photo to Ryder to be like, look how bad this coffee
is. Yeah, that's right.
Is.
Yeah.
So it's something just... a little bit fun about being with your friends and putting the card and looking at them being like shaking your head.
And you could even get an electronic device that detects sort of shades
like
of colour.
A breathometer. But
for beep. The perfect shade, and you slide it over. If it goes green, good. Red.
Imagine somebody makes you a coffee and you do that at the counter before you pick it up.
Before you pay for it.
No, take it back.
Sorry.
But I think that, you know.
People would love that colour chart. Because the people are so snobby about their coffee.
Yeah, but
they
would love baristas wouldn't love it.
No.
They'd be like,
no,
oh,
the baristas would hate
Australians.
Yeah.
Coming in, causing shit.
Yeah.
But
that must mean that in the UK that the strength of coffee that we drink is not tasty.
Yeah, I suppose.
They mustn't like it.
Well, what's interesting is that a lot of the people that we hung out with in the UK got Americanos, which is just like a double shot, like a long black with a shot of milk in it. Which I assume is because they know that the lattes and the cappuccinos and all that are no good.
No good, yes.
Also, they make a macchiato really weirdly.
How?
You know how with a macchiato, you get a little bit of ice cream in a bowl, and you get a little cup with a coffee in it?
Yeah.
That's not a macchiato.
Oh, this is enough I got, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what they do is that they would have the cup, and then they'd have just like a splodge of vanilla ice cream in the cup, and then they'd stir it together to make like a weird
paste.
Yeah. Oh, that's Adam your job.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Your job is to stir it up.
You get them, or you just get the ice cream, you put the shot of coffee over it, and you kind of drink it through.
Yeah.
It through the vanilla ice cream. Adam loves enough I got, though, so he was sad a lot. But my trainee place. What other businesses do we think that You need the experience, but you can't get the experience unless you have the experience.
Well, basically anything. I'm thinking mechanic.
No.
No?
Right. Nothing that will, like, maybe have a long-term effect on you.
No. The problem with a mechanic is that, you don't want to leave and be like, I think my car
That's
has been...
That's a funny
been,
noise.
It has to be just things that are at the mall.
Yes, okay. Just, so well, food. That means just, look, fast food is basically all you got.
Oh, projectionist?
Yeah,
like you could have a cinema
the
there. There's usually a cinema there.
Really? Because who's training to be a projectionist?
It's all automatic now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all automatic. Yeah,
that's sad.
You just press a button, man.
But imagine, like, you know, and then if I can, from that, be like, hey, I work with businesses to be like, hey, you want a barista? This person's been trained at my prestigious fake bloody shopping center.
Yeah.
We can send them off. And then maybe, you know, it kind of looks good on somebody's resume. It's the kind of thing where... You're like, oh, well, you did that training and you've got the recommendation of Jackson's
school.
So
you need to be linked to, like, schools, and you need to be linked to businesses that want to hire these kind of people. It's ready experience.
Yeah.
That's what you call yourself, ready experience.
Exactly. Experience without the experience, basically.
Yeah.
You know. Do you think that you would, if you, say, worked at a coffee shop or, like, a restaurant or, like, a tattoo parlor, and somebody came in and they're like, for a year, maybe longer, I worked at this place where I was just training.
Would you?
I would hire them.
Would you hire them over someone that had worked at a real coffee shop?
Well, it is a real coffee shop.
No, it's not. Well, it kind of is.
It is. I mean, you're under all the same
pressures. But you know they're not getting trained. Like, if you go and work at a cafe down the road, there's people who've been working in that cafe for years, and they go, you know, idiot, don't do it like that. You do it like this, whatever. So you learn very quickly on the job. You've got to fit into the people around you. What I imagine in your shop is a whole lot of incompetent people who just go, I don't know.
I don't know.
For a long time, until someone finally does
teach them the way to.
But eventually, they'll watch a good YouTube video and know how to make a latte.
Yeah, that's right. But what I'm saying, so now you've got one person that's been in a coffee shop for a year with all this tutelage from other baristas, someone who's worked in
learned it from YouTube.
YouTube.
But if it works.
Right?
You give him a trial. That's what most cafes do. Right. And if he does it, then you hire.
Maybe you can have one expert in each shop.
Yeah, look, maybe, look, I can see. Maybe you have somebody that, like, if it's coming,
dentist.
You're coming from
dentists. What do dentists do?
They do that all the time.
Yeah, they do.
So you can go and get your
trainees
done.
Trainees.
By a trainee dentist.
Yeah. Where's you can that? Even get... No, I was going to say you can get surgery.
But presumably they've got a dentistry school first.
Well, yeah, they're not just going and being like, I reckon I know what's going on in there. Crack open them pearly whites. Let's have a gander. I feel like, though, I could.
I've been to that. Yeah, I know, I've been to the dentist. I could see what's going on.
I feel
on.
Like if somebody opened their mouth and they're like, this tooth's bad, I could get that tooth out of there.
Yeah, I reckon. I've had a tooth pulled out.
Could you fill it?
Nah.
And drill it?
No. Fill it?
Fillet.
Oh, yeah.
A fish.
You're thinking of fish.
Fillet it too. Fillet that tooth. No, I could pop the tooth out, but I couldn't put another tooth in. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
How are you getting there?
Doctors do it.
Yeah.
You go into a hospital, they pay
them. Yeah, you've got trainee doctors.
I have had a trainee doctor for my final CT scan for my testicle. I went in and I got some trainee doctor that kept on looking back at the real doctor real nervously and making me real nervous.
Did he make any weird noise like,
He kept on doing like, you have my arm, and he was looking for the vein to put in the
God.
And he was like, and he had the, because, you know, they tie the band around
the tourniquet,
your arm, the tourniquet, and he would tie it, and he would like slap my arm and then look at the actual doctor and then look back and slapped my arm and she was like, yeah. And he was like, okay.
I had a trainee once that was awesome. I didn't even feel it. It's the only time I've...
Really? No, he's better than the normal doctor.
No, it was a girl. Where were we? We were in some hospital. She took my blood. I didn't even feel it.
That's a lie.
No, I crossed my heart. You feel needles. No. Like she pushed on my arm.
I've had that before with just like once, I think, in my time for like getting blood tests or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, it just happened.
Yeah,
I didn't
it was
even
amazing.
Notice. Then you're weird and don't have... pain receptors.
No, because she did this weird thing where she pushed down on it.
Yeah.
And your brain just felt push, not sting.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, she was really good.
So sometimes a trainee might try harder than, you know, somebody who's been doing it for 20 years doesn't really care.
Because you're imagining that this is a person that is like, yeah, I'll do coffee.
Yeah.
And they come off the street and I'm like, yeah, all right, make them coffees and I leave. There's going to be somebody who's going like, me and Ryder, we did a 2-week course, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. To be like in coffee and serving alcohol or whatever. So we've learned
done some pre-training.
The basics. And then you go in and you've just got to apply it because that's, I think at the end of the day, it's the application that makes you good.
Yes.
So after, you know, a week, and I probably wouldn't attach a hospital or a dentistry to them.
No. You don't want highly skilled.
Nothing that can, damage
or, is going to affect people's health.
Yeah.
Yes.
Helicopter.
Massage, though.
Yeah, massage.
Yeah.
Tell me you're not going to pay. You pay like what? $30 now for like a
half hour.
What if it was like $10 for a half hour by someone who's just, they're just learning?
Yeah, I want some teenager kid squeezing you and.
That makes me think of Ross in Friends when he used the Tonka truck and.
That's right, yeah. <squeeze. laughs> Well, that's what you think of. They don't know where your muscles are.
They're but they do know because they've been trained. They've done the paperwork.
But they got no experience. You can. They'll be looking at the chart.
How did you learn how to teach?
Well, I don't know. I just did. I was naturally good at it.
Didn't you go into a school?
I went into a school and they supposedly.
Someone overseen.
Yeah, you teach how to teach by doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
I think what's evident, the problem that I think Dad's really illuminating is that nobody would go because you'd have people like that.
But I would go.
Like,
yeah, I'd go too.
No, I'm illuminating another problem.
If there was a cheap massage for $10 from someone who wasn't the best massage, I'd do it.
Absolutely.
But someone who couldn't do it at all?
Yeah, but
they wouldn't
can.
Be there. You fuck. Enough.
That's what I think.
Like, I would go. There are things that I would get the food because I think you could say, can I have another shot, please, if you weren't happy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because they're trainers.
Yeah.
Because you know.
The thing about food people is if you're trained to be food, you've loved food your whole life. You're going to know how to make food.
That's right. The point.
You're not going to be an amazing chef, but you'll have the basic, you know.
Yes.
Don't get a haircut, but get your hair coloured.
Yeah. Or get a haircut if you're a rider. You're happy to get your haircut by a trainee.
Yeah. But when I learned to be a teacher, I was surrounded by other people who could teach.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. So what I was thinking is if they've all come from different schools, maybe their teacher is there with them.
Yes, I think at least for the first week or whatever, you know, like a little period of, so it doesn't
It could be like a 1 day a week thing of your course.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Wednesdays you go to the shopping centre and.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a bloody moneymaker.
Yeah. Yes,
and people are always struggling to get experience in things, so yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And if, you know, it's the kind of thing that I think you could, assuming it's a success of the bat, expand to, you know, like. Any number of different jobs, you know?
Mm.
I feel like it's the kind of thing where a school that teaches one particular career could come to me and be like, hey, we're teaching this, but our kids don't have experience.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
But it has to have a real sense. It has to be real.
Yeah,
it
well,
can't
absolutely.
Be just like a vocational college where they're practicing.
No, no, no. Well, it's real customers. It's real. It's just cheaper
yeah,
for the customer.
I've got a problem for you.
All right.
Insurance.
No, no, because it's a school. The school will it'll be covered by the school's insurance. Schools.
Yeah, right. yeah.
Right. Glass in your sandwich.
Yeah. So had me there for a second on the back foot.
So maybe it's like in the middle of a TAFE.
Yeah, all right.
Or something like
that. Yes. You know, I think so they kind of do that. Property. They do that in a lot of places.
But they don't
anyway.
Do it like Jackie says, the whole shebang. It's like, you know, there's the catering people, or there's the hairdressing people. Yeah, it's not like a shopping centre.
You're setting up. I don't think it should be in the middle of the school. I think it should be completely separate, like its own shopping centre.
Yeah,
center.
But owned by the school.
Yeah. But owned by the school.
That'll
so
cover
it's
the
like
insurance.
This particular school's, you know, shopping centre or whatever you'd call it.
I worry that your car park's going to be empty and next door at the real shopping centre. Yeah,
but I think I just in my mind I see it as kind of like, you know, in Australia we have Lentil as Anything, which is a cafe that you can go to and you can pay whatever you want, basically.
It's
and
not whatever you want. It's whatever you
can. Is.
Well, whatever you want as well.
It is. It's what you think the food is worth.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
what you can pay.
No, because if it's what you can pay, then that's like
no, if you go there with $100 in your wallet, you pay a good amount. That's what it's supposed to be like.
Well, look, that was probably his idea, but that's not how people treat it.
Yeah, well, that they
that's how the guy's in running out of money. But that's what I mean, that kind of idea where you're like, I'm not going here because I know it's going to be amazing. Mm. I'm going here because it's cheap and it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's...
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Oh, how much do you need? Around.
What sort of money do you need?
A shopping centre.
I need to buy a shopping centre. Yeah, like, or build a shopping centre.
Yeah. Millions of dollars, bless you.
Billions.
Let's call it $2 billion.
$2 billion.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, because I'd like to go. Yeah. I think it would be a fun trip. Let's go to the training school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make all the kids nervous. I'd have that. Oh, maybe not. Actually,
It's the kind of thing where you'd be like, oh,
can I have a double shot latte but with almond milk? But can I check and see if the almond milk's got sugar in it?
I'd like a stack of those coloured coffee cards about a metre high.
Kind of like this, in between this one.
In between
one
that one and that one.
But maybe that'd be encouraged. Maybe to be like, this is a train. This is not a train, but this is where people are getting experience. So give them, you know, give them you at your worst.
Give them trouble. Give them something hard.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're going into the hairdresser, give them something complicated because they've got to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if that's the case, and if everybody knows that this is a place where they are put on their, like.
Because they're just going there with your mates, with you're a bit sourced up, waiting for them to muck up your order exactly. So you can laugh your head off.
And then if I was an employer and I'm like, you came from that training shopping centre, oh, my God, that place is hell. All right, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
If you survived that, you'll be
fine.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, true.
But the thing about that is if I was working there, I wouldn't be as stressed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care. If someone was like complaining to myself, I'd be like, okay, I'm a trainee. You know what you're getting into.
Which I think is probably...
Yeah, but you're not allowed to be cross because you're training, so you have to... Customers always
But I wouldn't
right.
be stressed about it.
Which I think actually probably is good.
But would you purposely slack off a bit?
Yes.
So you're not under the pump of a real business because...
But they are real businesses, so maybe each thing still has to make a certain amount every day.
Yeah. How badly does a trainee have to screw up before you fire them? And then how bad is that on their record that they couldn't
have... It's got to be terrible. It's got to be... That's like another part. It's like if you fuck up here...
But these days, if you fuck up, you won't get fired.
No.
You have to be like a bad person.
You have to basically steal from the place.
Or,
Like
if fight you like people or something. Yeah. But it's the kind of thing where it's like, this is a training place. So if you've done poorly at the training place, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because I guess that's like forever on your resume.
Yeah, that's right. It's a dark mark.
But that's probably hopefully going to stop people slacking off. You know, it's all a little ecosystem.
Well, see how it goes. Give it a try.
So I got $2 billion from rides. Mom?
Yeah, I'll give you some.
Dad?
I'll give you. Perfect.
All right, fresh.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey. All right.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mom.
That was Just Good Business.
Bye.
Bye.
Catch ya.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.